You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com. Be a part of the program by emailing us at info@theenglishexpress.com. Audio files are available online, so you can listen to the show wherever you go. On the bus, in the shower, out back with the pool boy. Wait, what? Let's start the show. All aboard the English Express.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on the English Express Radio Podcast. It is just me today, just me and you. We're going to have some conversations about well-known truths that are actually lies. So these are things that you you believe, but they're wrong. We're going to talk about how to fool a bear and some chaos in the lobster world. But we want to start with some listener mail that we've gotten from you guys. You can join us, of course, online at theenglishexpress.com. Send us an email anytime, info@theenglishexpress.com. This one comes from Ramona. She says, Kamal. He says, thank you for the show. It's professional and well done. Keep us updated, and thanks for sharing with us. Another girl, this is in response to, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, Brandon was on vacation. He's taking some time off today as well. But we talked about the average man, and we were talking about lies that men tell commonly, and 91% of men lie. If you remember, it's about the size of their junk down there. So she says, she doesn't leave her name. Anonymous says, he said that 91% of men lied, so don't trust men. And Elias, who is responding to our show about Brexit and the political things that we talked about in the first 5 minutes of that show, he says, why would I ever share this ignorant political nonsense with all of my students? What an incredibly ignorant opinion. Well, thanks, Elias. Obviously, the opinion that I have is shared by about half of Britons. And you know what? It's disagreed with by about half as well. It was a very tight vote. And it's not as simple as saying that something is ignorant, because there are always two sides to every story. So I think it's great that people have disagreements and different feelings about things. And if everybody agreed with you, what a boring place. Where would the discussion be? So I appreciate your opinion, and I think that that you should share those opinions with people you know and let them come up with their own decisions. All right, guys, first up is gaming. Now, I quit playing video games on a regular basis when I was about 16 or 17 years old, because I got involved with some other things, and video gaming was not a really big part of my life as I entered adulthood. And I know for a lot of people, it's a huge part of their adult lives. Gaming is, and not just in America, gaming is a giant thing all across the world. I mean, think about what they have going in Korea. They have professional video game players in Korea and in Japan. And this is people's livelihoods. People make a living reviewing video games, playing video games. And I've never understood it. Well, it turns out that gaming could be the fastest way to improve your memory. Really? A Dutch study has found that people who played at least 5 hours of computer games every week outperformed non-gamers on tasks related to working memory. First-person shooter games require players to react quickly, to adapt to new situations, and to monitor visual and auditory stimulus. And these are all things that enhance the capacity of your working memory. So you don't even have to be playing games that work your memory. Just the fact that you're playing them mean that you are going to beat me when it comes to remembering stuff. So I don't know. Maybe I need to start playing 5 hours of video games a week. But just not Pokemon Go. This is something I don't understand. I actually downloaded the Pokemon Go earlier this afternoon because I had to see what all the craziness was about. You know, I thought maybe it really is fun. I mean, it's super popular. So I downloaded it and I started like walking around my neighborhood and I see this like little blue guy. And so, okay, so I pick him up and I'm like, what now? I played it about, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes and I gave up. I just don't get the appeal. So count me out of Pokemon Go. Have you ever heard of the Stone Roses? This is the Stone Roses, a song called I Am the Resurrection. And the Stone Roses were recently playing a concert. And this is the most ridiculous sale. So a man opened a glass jar, and he collected some air at a Stone Roses concert during this song that we have playing right now. And he's posting it on eBay. Its listing features include, here's the description. All the atmosphere, anticipation, and ecstasy of 60,000 people singing their hearts out at Manchester's Etihad Stadium. And apparently there are those who feel it's worth upwards of $100,000. Unbelievable. People are bidding on this. The seller says, I swear, if you place your ear next to the jar, you can still hear the faint reverberation of John Squire's solo. This jar of air has gotten 90 bids, with the highest bid topping $95,000, including a certificate of authenticity. Yeah, I'm thinking this certificate of authenticity is written on a paper napkin and crayon. One eBay buyer asks, do you think I could get high off it? Yeah, there might be better options price-wise for getting high. So the Stone Roses, people, $95,000 for a jar of air. Yeah, I'm not paying it. All right, let's get to some well-known truths that are actually lies. Now, there are a lot of things that are what's known as universal knowledge, common sense. These are things that we hear all the time, and they're obviously true, except for when they actually aren't. The myth is, so here's myth number one. You only use 10% of your brain. Now, I've always thought this was BS. Remember that movie? There was this movie with Scarlett Johansson. Not Unlimited. It was, I can't remember what it was called, but it had Morgan Freeman and Scarlett Johansson, and she started taking this drug that, like, released all of her brain, okay? And it actually started out being a decent movie, but the thing that got me, at the end, she turned into a computer and reduced herself to a flash drive. So that was a little bit ridiculous. This flash drive apparently had all of the her knowledge or something, and you plug it into your computer, and I don't know, I didn't really get it. But the 10% myth is a particularly stubborn falsehood that has been heavily propagated by pop culture, like movies that I just mentioned, or Unlimited, that's the one with Bradley Cooper, that was the same basic idea. But in truth, the human brain is an incredibly complex organ that consumes about 20% of your full resource. So everything you eat, everything that your body does, 20% of it is dedicated to your brain, even though it's only 2% of your body's weight. So to imagine that it's made up of 90% of wasted space. Yeah, natural selection and evolution would have led to humans with smaller, more efficient brains. So I don't know where it comes from, but it's just not true. Now, have you ever taken a bath? You get in, or you're in a swimming pool and you're swimming around, and when you get out after 30 or 40 minutes, you notice your fingers and your toes are all wrinkled up. And you say, oh my gosh, my hands and my feet, they're just absorbing all of the water. That's what causes the wrinkles. Well, it's actually an involved mechanism, something that you've developed over time that came about to help our ancestors get a better grip in wet environments, okay? So it's below the conscious level, but your body essentially understands that it's in a wet environment. And you know, water is slippery. So after your shower and you go and you try to turn the door handle and it's slipping, okay? These wrinkles on your hands and your feet, they're supposed to give you traction. So it doesn't have anything to do with absorbing water. It's supposed to help you survive if you're in a wet environment. So that was interesting, because I always thought that it was the water soaking in. So even I'm not immune from these things. Now here's another one I've always believed. Glass flows like liquid. Now we know that glass comes from basically melting sand, and when it cools, it's this clear, breakable substance. And if you see like old jars or old windows, they look like wavy, and they're like thicker at the bottom and thinner at the top. At least it looks that way, okay? So everybody believed, myself included, that glass flows like liquid. Well, actually, older glass that looks that way, it's not really flowing. It just has that wavy look due to an older style manufacturing process. Glass, as a substance, has a viscosity. Now, this is an English lesson here. Viscosity means how easily it flows. So if you have a high viscosity, it flows easily. If it's low viscosity, that means it doesn't flow. Like a desk, that doesn't flow at all. But oil flow or water flows very well. So glass has a viscosity that is 2, I don't even know how many zeros this is. 9, 10, 11, 12 zeros, like 2 bajillion times harder than Brie cheese. That might not be the best comparison, but cheeses. Oh, so delicious. I love cheese. I can just eat that up all day long. So, you know, cheese isn't flowing, and glass is way harder than that. So, you know, just don't believe your friends when they say, it's melting. The glass is melting. Now, who knows Napoleon? Napoleon Bonaparte. You know him, right? He was that little French guy. Little midget dude who, why did he conquer the world? Well, he had little person's complex. You know, he felt bad because he was so short. Actually, Napoleon was given the affectionate nickname the Little Corporal by his soldiers, but in reality, he was 5'7", which is the average height of a man at the time. So he wasn't really that short. I'm 5'7". He was as tall as I am, so I don't know. Maybe I have little person's disease. I'm not sure. Now, here's another one that I liked. Columbus. You know Christopher Columbus, right? He's the guy who discovered the New World, which, surprisingly, he discovered a place that already had a thriving civilization on it. But when I was younger, people always used to say that people would call Columbus crazy, because the earth is flat, and as he goes out to the ocean, he's going to fall off the end of the ocean. But actually, it's been proven all the way since ancient Greek times that the world was round, so that any educated individual since then, including Christopher Columbus, would have been aware of this basic fact. So it's just kind of fun to look back at our ancestors and talk about how dumb they were about the flat Earth. But actually, they've known it was round for a long, long time. So they weren't too worried about falling off the edge of the world. They just didn't realize there was a huge landmass in their way. So they found out as they went. Now, Vikings, think in your mind what a Viking is. What picture do you see? You see a guy wearing some different robes, maybe some armor. He's got that hat on his head with the horns on his helmet. Uh-oh. Turns out the Vikings did not actually wear horns on their helmet, because a design like that would have actually allowed opponents something to grab a hold of or like throw a rope on them during the battle. So that vision of Vikings with the horns on their helmets goes back only to the 1800s, when the famed opera Der Ring des Nibelungen, I'm not very good at foreign languages, this opera is the one that started depicting Vikings wearing horned helmets, and it's just kind of grown from there. And so that's the idea that we still see today, but it's totally made up. And last, George Washington had wooden teeth. For those of you who don't know, George Washington is the father of our country. He was our first president and was integral in winning the Revolutionary War against Great Britain. And we always knew when we were children that he had wooden teeth. Actually, his fake teeth were made from gold, hippo ivory, you know, tusks from the hippos, lead. Yeah, George, that was probably not a good choice of materials. Animal teeth, and slaves donated human teeth. So they kind of mixed all of this together and gave him dentures so he could eat. So wood was nowhere involved in that. I thought that when I was a kid, but a couple years back, I guess it's been 7 or 8 years now, I actually visited Washington, D.C., America's capital city, and they have George Washington's home, and some of his teeth are on display. And the first thing I did was be surprised. I was very surprised, because there was no wood involved. So I was proven wrong back then. So George Washington does not have wooden teeth, and I found out that a lot of my teachers lied to me. So I guess we all have a lot to learn. So those are some well-known truths that are actually lies, and hopefully you've learned something there. If you have any questions, please send us an email, info@theenglishexpress.com. We'll be right back from the break to find out how we can fool a bear and chaos going on in the lobster world. We'll be right back here on the English Express radio podcast.
Teachers to agree on the best teaching method?
Shoot, 9 of them.
You're listening to the English Express radio podcast.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed. No.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Two.
To who?
It's to whom, you literate fool?
You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
Welcome back to the English Express Radio Podcast. Just you and me today. Brandon is taking a little bit of time off, but he will be back next week, so we'll be happy to see him. What? I mentioned this last segment, but what is the deal with Pokemon Go? I mean, and I see this going around my city, in my town. People are like walking with their phones sticking out in front of them as they're like, they're not even paying attention where they're going. And it turns out that cell phone use and typing or doing anything that distracts you while you're walking results in more injuries than distractive driving and sends thousands of people to the emergency room every single year. Now, we haven't gotten a lot of news stories about it, but get ready. We are it's coming. I'm telling you guys, it's coming. We're going to get so many stories about the injuries because of Pokemon Go. Which makes it hard to stop, because I can tell you to stop moving before you send a text message, especially if you're near a road or a stairway or something like that, because that is where most of the serious accidents occur. Most people are going to the hospital because they're, you know, trying to cross roads and a car hits them or something like that. But that's kind of the point of this Pokemon game, isn't it? You have to, like, walk around with your phone right in front of you. So, telling you boys, get ready, because it's gonna get worse before it gets better. Alright, so I mentioned chaos in the lobster world. I love lobster. It's hard to cook. It's hard to get right. A lot of people struggle with cooking lobster, because I mean, it doesn't take long to cook. You kind of blanch the outside, you break it open, and you got to fry it. I mean, you're done in, we're talking 3 or 4 minutes. It's super fast. But Maine's governor has a serious problem with the European Union, because the Swedish government is trying to have the American lobster listed as an invasive species. So Sweden, they go to the European Union, and they're trying to get them to jump on board. Remember when we were talking about Brexit, how once you get something into the European Union, borders are gone. You've got wide open borders. And so if you get lobsters into the European Union, there's nothing to stop them from going into Sweden. So Sweden has asked the EU to bar imports of all live American lobsters into the entire 28-nation block, well, I guess that's 27-nation block now, after 32 American lobsters were found in Swedish waters. Guys, this is what we call dinner, not a problem. Swedish officials say an invasion of American lobsters could outcompete or spread disease to European lobsters. Does it really make a difference when you're eating lobster, whether it's a European lobster or an American lobster? I mean, they're both tasty. But Governor Paul LePage of Maine says the risk of American lobsters establishing a population in Europe is quite minimal. Both American and Canadian scientists have said that the proposed ban isn't based on sound science. Maine is by far the biggest lobster-producing state in the country. And I've had Maine lobsters before. They are just fantastically delicious in hot butter. I love it. U.S. fishermen caught almost 150 million pounds of lobster, and Maine accounted for almost 125 million of that. So there's only 25 million pounds that are caught elsewhere. So, yeah. Guys, if you catch American lobsters in your lakes, take them home, put them in boiling hot water, and fry them up for dinner, because that is how you stop the invasion, not trying to ban imports of it. So, I forgot to mention, all of my stories in this segment are animal related. So we've got ourselves an animal pile. I don't really have a theme song for it, but I'm going to come up with it because there's no way. I got a huge stack of animal pile stories. Some of them I pulled out for Brandon specifically, so I'll probably save those for when he can actually join us. Next, we want to find out how to fool a bear. Have you guys ever seen The Revenant? Where did that name come from anyway? I don't even know why they called it. They don't talk about revenants. I don't even know what a revenant is, but the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio where he fought a bear and lost, and yet fought back to get home after being left for dead. The bottom line is, I do not want to mess with a bear. Stay away. When I see a bear, I turn around and I go the other direction. Well, down in New Mexico, bears, what are you doing in New Mexico? I used to live in New Mexico for a year. New Mexico is, there's not a lot to do there. Well, apparently eating people. Anyway, this woman is running a marathon down in northern New Mexico when out of nowhere, she's attacked by a bear. Karen Williams suffered, of course, several bites, scratches. She's got injuries to her head, her neck, her upper body. And so as this bear is attacking her, she realizes that the bear cub had run up a tree. And so she figures, this is why the bear is attacking me, because, you know, mama bear doesn't mess around when her cubs are around. So Williams plays dead for about a half an hour. That's common. You know, you lay down, pretend like you're dead. I think Leonardo DiCaprio did this too in his movie. And she waited for, so this is during the marathon. So she's like on the road. And when the other runners in the marathon arrived, they obviously called emergency crews. She gets airlifted to an Albuquerque hospital. And she said that when she was attacked, she only had time to raise her arms and shout, "No!" when she came to the top of a rise and the bear charged her. She says, "Almost immediately, I was on my ass and being raked with claws and being bitten. Not a fun place to be. I cried out in pain, and Mama Bear did not like that. So she starts hitting me with a left hook, biting my neck, and starts to shake me. So I just rolled into a ball and played dead." Officials say the bear was captured and euthanized to check for rabies, as state law requires, which is kind of a bummer. I'm not really into, you know, Mama Bear is just trying to take care of her cubs. I agree she shouldn't be attacking humans, but, you know, I don't really agree with killing the bear. When her three bear cubs are found, they will be turned over to a wildlife center. Williams, to her credit, says that she's very sorry that Mama Bear died because she was just being a bear. And I'm kind of agreeing with that. I don't like to see any animals killed. It's not a very fun thing. So I am on the side of changing that law, you know, to being more of a case-by-case basis. Finally, in the animal pile, a tiny dog. A Weimaraner. What is this, like a wiener dog? I don't know, but he's insane. This dog is just cruising along, and he's the kind of dog that just eats anything he sees. Kind of like a small child. Yeah, you know, babies. If they see something, it's going in their mouth. Well, this dog comes across a bottle of glue. Not just any glue, Gorilla Glue. Man, Gorilla Glue, this stuff is awesome. It has some really interesting properties to it. When it, as it's drying, it actually expands. So when he swallows, when this poor dog, 6-month-old pup, swallows half a bottle of Gorilla Glue, the owner, Crystal, takes it directly to the vet. Okay? No, she doesn't. She waits until the evening. Miss Lake, I don't know how much you love your pet, because if I see my dog ate half a bottle of Gorilla Glue, we're going straight to the vet. Well, she waits until later that night when he has an advanced case of canine constipation. And while the poor pup had ingested a relatively small amount of the glue, it had swollen up to the size of a turkey leg. The doctor rushed the dog into surgery and pulled out a hunk of glue that looked like a perfect mold of Lake's stomach, with bits of the glue bottle and grass inside it. So, fortunately, he's okay, and hopefully Miss Crystal stops leaving glue bottles around. All right, guys, that's our show for today. Thanks for joining us here on the English Express Radio Podcast. Send us emails, info@theenglishexpress.com. A big shout out to our Japanese listeners. I met a Japanese man at my hotel today, and I gave him the link. So hopefully we have a new listener. So, you know, Mr. Japanese guy, I wish I could remember his name. Write me an email. Tell me your name. Tell me what you thought of the show. I really enjoyed listening and speaking with you today. I just love meeting people who are learning the English language. So anyway, join us next week for more stimulating talk radio. And we'll be back here on the English Express Radio Podcast.
Let's eat Grandma. Let's eat Grandma. Punctuation saves lives. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.